I'd like to invite you to a hands-on demonstration and first steps with the Cypeed M1S dock module with a 2MP camera with MIP CSI interface and a 1.69-inch 280x240 capacitive touchscreen display for AIoT applications. The module was already briefly presented in the topic, Cypeed M1S and M0Sense, inexpensive AI modules based on BL808 and BL702. So here I will focus on showing how it looks in practice. The board can be purchased for a little more than PLN $100. First, make sure that you choose a kit with a camera and a screen. It is easy to be fooled by a lower price, where in fact you buy, for example, the module or the case alone. It is necessary to check well what you order. What does the M1S offer? Let's give voice to the specifications from the seller. Inputs. A housing can also be purchased, although mounting it requires moving the camera to the other side of the module. The basis of our work with this module will probably be the documentation from Cypeed.com. I also based my work on this material myself. Below is a description of my steps, along with my comments and experiences. First boot. Put power to the OTG port and press the reset button. The board should wake up, the screen and camera will boot up. The delay from the camera is not noticeable. Everything runs very smoothly. The screen also shows the status of the buttons. As a demonstration, they can change the value of the number in the upper right corner. Additionally, our computer will recognize the new USB device. This can be used to upload firmware for us. In the manufacturer's documentation, the USB drive shown here is 3.73 megabytes. In mine, the size is slightly larger. Do I have a newer version with more memory? The second USB-C slot offers access to the serial port. You need to select BAUD 200,000, and actually, to the serial ports, because there are two. The first is the already shown log, the second is the command line. You can send commands there. For example, help, demo LVGL demo. Let's now take a look at some examples from M1S BL808 example. First, a graphics demo. LVGL, Light and Versatile Graphics Library, is a free open source library for drawing graphics. A compiled example is available here. To upload the batch, you need first put the board into the upload state. Really? Just because the board is also visible as a flash device memory while the demo is running, doesn't mean it will succeed in uploading something. Hold both side buttons and then press reset, then release reset, and only then release the side buttons. Then drag the downloaded, or compiled by us, batch onto the mobile device. After a while, the board should boot itself. Here's the LVGL demo in action. At the end, a menu will be displayed, where you can also test the touchscreen. Front-facing camera. After purchase, you will receive the module received in such a way that the camera looks in the same direction as the display. This makes testing difficult to some extent. The camera can be switched to the other side as its ribbon goes through a slot in the PCB. First, you need to unfasten the ribbon. On the other side of the connector, you unfasten it. Removed camera. The camera can be plugged in so that it will be on the other side of the module, but we cannot reverse the ribbon, pins first. Marked 1 of the ribbon must match pin 1 on the connector. Image processing demo. Another demo, image processing demo, demonstrates the ability to process images. The processing itself is quite simple. We use the buttons to select one of the predefined masks and so we can observe the effects. Character recognition demo. Now, let's run the TinyMax MNST demo. TinyMax is a small neural network inference library designed specifically for microcontrollers, TinyML, allowing you to run lightweight machine learning models on any single-chip microcomputer. I didn't have much luck with this demo. In theory, it's supposed to recognize numbers, but in my case, it often limped to 8 or recognized incorrectly. I can show a screenshot from the manufacturer's documentation here for comparison. Unlike me, on.